The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
I was nominated by our son's friend that did it, and I asked my doctor about it, and because of the medical condition I got, he said if I did it, the shock could have triggered my heart condition to give me an heart attack. Now, what happens when someone does it who doesn't realise they've got some kind of condition?
Can I just,
and the shock kills them?
Can I just... I really want to explore the thought process. So you were challenged by one of your son's friends...
Yep.
..and you went and spoke to your doctor to get his advice...
Yeah, I asked whether I should do it, and they said with medical conditions.
Why bother? If somebody nominated me to do it, I wouldn't give it a second thought. I certainly wouldn't start bothering my doctor with advice as to whether tipping a bucket of water over me is likely to give me a heart attack.
Well, no, what my point of being was that it may be being done as fun in a sense of a way for a lot of people, but there are people out there that kind of shock could kill them.
But just don't do it. I mean, if you're worried that pouring a bucket of water over your head's going to...
I'm not going to do it anyway, but what I'm saying is...
But you asked your doctor for advice as to whether pouring a bucket of icy cold water over your head would give you a heart attack.
Well, yeah, because obviously the pressure I was being put under by family members, I'll do it. I said, I'll check my doctor.
So they were putting you under so much pressure...
To do it. I had to prove to them medically I couldn't do it. Yeah, because...
Really?
Yeah.
But David, you're a grown man.
Yeah, but that's like you're saying about children, doing it to children, it's the same thing. When you've got teenage children, they look at you as being a coward, you're a chicken, because you won't do it. But it's not a case of I won't do it. Two principles. One, I don't see the sense in wasting that water when it can be used for something else. And, obviously, medically, I couldn't
do it.
I'm
sorry, David, I can't believe this. I can't believe it. So you as a grown man felt so much pressure from your teenage children for doing the ice bucket challenge, you had to get advice from your doctor so that you had a valid reason for not doing it.
Well, yeah, because it proved that we've got them off my back, yeah, so there's no keep on handing me to do it, yeah.
Oh, David, thanks very much. Oh, God.
The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.